Okay, back to the first chapter of Paul's first epistle to the Corinthian church. Begin with verse 10. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment.
Wow.
That you all speak the same thing and there be no division. All right, but what he's saying is that there be a oneness of spirit and that you all have the mind of Christ. Eliminate the divisions. Now, since he says this to the Christians there in Corinth, means that they were not all speaking the same thing, and there was divisions among them, and we shall see that quite plainly in a few minutes. But he says, speak the same thing, eliminate the divisions. And there's only one way to eliminate the divisions, and that's to pull out a self and draw oneself into the Lord, and to take on his mind. And that's the only way you'll ever speak the same thing. He's not saying that in everyday natural things that you always have to agree on everything, but there's to be no divisions in the body of Christ within the church. That all have their heart set upon the Lord, speaking the same thing. And how you do that is by letting Christ speak through you. Christ is not going to speak things contrary to what he spoke through someone else. Christ speaks one word, you see. But we got, oh, I don't know how many different types of churches we have in the world today, probably thousands. And what makes them different is that they're not all speaking the same thing. Man has his own opinion of what the scriptures are speaking and what they're saying and how to interpret them. But see, they're not of one mind. There's divisions. And Paul is trying to get across to us that a house divided cannot stand, is the way Jesus put it. Divisions can destroy you. In the natural world, there's all kinds of divisions. Within human nature, there's all kinds of divisions. So simply put, this means pulling out of self, emptying out the selfishness and self-centeredness in one's own way of thinking, and learn the mind of Christ and allow him to speak through you. Be perfectly joined together in the same mind, and that's not the same human mind, that's the same mind of Christ, and in the same judgment. Okay? Verse 11. For it hath been declared unto you, it hath been declared unto me of you, my brethren, by them which are of the house of Chloe, that there are contentions among you. See, he says, it's amazing. We sometimes forget who the scriptures are written to. The scriptures are written for Christians. They're what God has to say to his people and to his church. When Jesus or one of the apostles say that we're not to lie anymore, that means you've been lying, you need to stop. All the things that be of one mind, no adulterer will enter into the kingdom. Why does he say that? Because there's some adulterers in the church, and it has to be gotten rid of. In this case, we're talking about divisions. And Paul says, I've heard about it. There's contentions among you. And the divisions have to go. Verse 12. Now this I say, that every one of you says, I'm of Paul, and I am of Apollos, and I of Cephas, and I of Christ. Is Christ divided? He said, even way back then, you got some people say, well, I'm following Paul and what he says. Others, I'm following Apollos. Others, well, I'm following Peter. Others, oh, I'm super spiritual. I'm following Christ. Christ is not divided. Christ is one. Let there be no divisions among you. Christ is not divided. Yet every church will say, we're of Christ. We're a part of the body of Christ. Christ is not divided. That's plain and simple. Is Christ divided? Now the answer is not, yes, it's divided. No, the answer is no. Christ is not divided. Every one of you says, I'm of Paul, I'm of Apollos. I follow Peter or Cephas, same person. I'm following Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you, but Crispus and Gaius. Now, I don't know what people are going to do with this. Those who are dogmatic about dunking you in the water, or sprinkling your head, or however they do their water baptism. But the scriptures talk about many baptisms, and it speaks of it in Hebrews, many baptisms. Verse 14, I thank God that I baptized none of you. Well, Paul didn't seem to have a hang up on it. 15, lest any should say that I had baptized in my own name. Oh boy. In other words, some of them were saying, I was baptized by Paul, or I am baptized by Apollos, or I was baptized by Cephas. Oh, I was baptized by Christ. Lest any should say that I had baptized in my own name. Verse 16, and I baptized also the household of Stephanas. Besides, I know not whether I baptized any other. Verse 17, for Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. When he says that he was sent to preach the gospel, but not with the wisdom of words, what he's saying, not to minister the word of God with man's wisdom, with man's intellect. And we have a vast amount of churches today that coming over the pulpit is man's opinions. And when the saints are divided, where there's division in Christ, it's going to be a polluted word. And the word will not be a pure word of the gospel. Preach the gospel, not with words of wisdom, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. Now, he's not saying that lest the cross of Christ have none effect. That's not talking about the cross that Jesus died on, that it would not be effective merely, but the fact that words of wisdom, of man's wisdom that is, will not minister the word of the cross to you, so that there brings a death to the self-life and a death to that which causes division within the body of Christ. For the preaching of the cross to them that perish, foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. There's so many today that are unaware that the ministry of the cross or the preaching of the cross is not one-sided. It's not just a matter that Jesus was crucified for us, but we also must be crucified. He is the example of what we must do, and that is to be crucified. And we're talking about the self-life, the things that causes the division within the church world, where the cross has had an effect, where the churches that have heard the word of the cross and it's had its effectual working, you find that the divisions are eliminated or are being eliminated because the word of the cross eliminates divisions. That's how you're able to come to the place where you speak the same thing and there's no divisions. The work of the cross eliminates divisions. Amen.